place. I imagine there's one of old buildings, a log building, I wouldn't say for sure, but I think that where my grandpa lived on top of the mountain, I think that log building's still standing there. Mm-hmm. It was hewed out of a big old log, real big fine log. Mm-hmm. And I think Orrin Looper, the guy that owns it now, has got it. I think they covered some of them buildings and mm-hmm. left them like it was.
Well, do you remember much about the house where you lived when you were a boy?
Too little when I moved out of it to remember that. It was just a little old long log building covered with clapboards. Just the regular old busted out shingles like people had bust them. But I think it's about 24 inch. I seen the building. But it was just round logs notched in where they was hewed. The, the sides of part of them was hewed.
Well, you were just little then when you, and then...
I never do recollect the building until after I was a big old boy, about
10
or 12 years old, something like that.
Well, but
I still know where the old spot was.
Yeah,
where
you know
it was
where,
built.
Yeah. Well, what about the house you remember best from your childhood? What was it, the one you spent the longest time in, the one that you were old enough to remember about?
It was a log house.
It was a log house? How many rooms?
About, well, it was one room.
Just one room?
One room with a, one side, a little side room on it, is all there was of it. And a chimney on the west end of it.
And it had... Now, what, something like this, was it just square like this?
Well,
now, you're the one that knows how to draw.
I
have you be drawing
it. It was a 14 by 16, I believe, log building. I think it was about 10 logs high on a plate. You know what a plate is? It's like that on top of them two-bys there. That's what you call a plate. The rafters sit on. And it was a chimney, a big old chimney.
And it was, and you said it had a little side room off of it.
It had a side room on the south side of it.
Was the side room built onto it, or is it?
It was just run up under the eave, like you'd run a roof up under the eave of that room there. And it weren't sloped off. Sloped off like that, about 8 to 10 foot wide. Something like that. That's what we call side room.
Did they use it for...
Well, just covered just like you cut this off and put a wall down up through the center down like that.
I see.
That's where the side room was.
Well, when, now then, how old were you when you were living in this house?
I guess. Around 12. I think I was around 12 when I was there. Might have been a little older because, well, I'll tell you, you know when World War I started?
Yeah. That was about 1914, is that right? No?
Well, the war I'm talking about, they brought my daddy. You know, when Wright brothers put the airplanes in?
About 1908 or something like that.
Or whatever.
I don't know.
Well, anyways, that was my first airplane.
Oh, that's the first.
The first airplane, my uncle, Garfield, and Poppy. They brought them to register them, you know, to... For service to go to
go to
the war, and my dad.